Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
It kind of is nice to take a little bit of the attention off the sting of the Bears and talk about the Odyssey softball team.
Absolutely.
Spiegs, we talked about in the first 40 minutes that we did softball stuff that there was a really bad call in the 11th inning where there should have been a strikeout to end the game.
A high pitch is taken. Oh, for a ball. I thought that was going to be a called strike three to finish the league.
The umpire from that game, the home plate umpire, Mike Lewis.
I'm the man at the ballpark everyone hates.
The umpire?
No, Billy Crystal.
Whoa!
Mike, you blew a call last night in the 11th.
Mike!
No, that's not true. Okay, the ball was deep, man. There's no way I could have called that a strike if I wanted to. It was too deep.
You are Jabroni Empire.
Mike, respectfully, your name will go down with Joe West and Dankinger as some of the worst umpiring in the history of umpire. You blew it.
And you blew it! You blew it.
That's not fair.
That's not fair.
Blew it.
That's not fair. One call.
No, Mike,
you blew it.
Mike, it's a judgment call.
Mike, you blew it.
Hey, I love you, buddy, but you blew it. You blew it. Fish.
Hey, you sound like a lovely guy, just a terrible umpire.
Oh. Shut up,
Hey, man, listen.
Just get over there and umpire, will you? I'll tell you what, just wanted to stick it right up his behind, and he did.
Should have never got to that pitch, Mike Dankinger.
Is Shane a good player?
I'm excited to see Shane every time he step on the field.
He just had to overcome the reader and your bad strike zone. We know. I'm just kidding, Mike. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, but it's true.
It just goes to show you, he had been struck out. He had the whole plate. Umpire misses a call. It's just amazing how one pitch can change the whole ball game.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
I hope we didn't lose, Mike, as a listener. I hope we didn't lose all of the 16-inch softball community with our massive, massive disrespect for umpiring royalty in what was once called Chicago Ball. Really, really enjoying my relationship with softball. That began again a couple nights ago on Monday when went out to the ball game, see the tail end of the All-Star game, and then do the Odyssey reader matchup in the Cup League, going for the Cup, and seeing my boy fall in love with the entire atmosphere. A nice ballpark on a beautiful late summer night, a team full of nice people. Letting him be a ball boy, gets to be in the team photo, and maybe this is the spark. I don't know if you know this, but baseball, I like it a lot. Maybe the kid will be kind of into it via softball. That totally works.
Funny how it takes your son being interested in something for you to start enjoying it, and it's not enough for me to be interested in it.
Oh. That new Parkins laugh is a keeper, man. Oh.
That's like the authentic laugh when he really thinks something that he says is funny. Like, we know the fake Parkins laugh, like the high pitched one, but that's the one when he says something he really thinks is funny.
I think he's got a variety of laughs.
Too many.
No, but like when I actually get him going, I know and I appreciate it. I enjoy it. But that one's just for him. That's just.
Like his very authentic one is the like one noise and then he goes silent and he like moves his head down from the desk like the
yeah, the big one. Yeah. And then he looks down and he gives a quiet giggle.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm glad that your son being interested in 16-inch softball is enough, but I'm not.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and breaking news, I care more about my son than you.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I'm finding that out today. It's funny. You're telling me this for the first time.
I know you're just learning it, you know? A couple more Rosemary reservations, maybe. Maybe.
Thank you for paying, by the way, for the last time.
You guys are welcome.
I went by myself.
You guys are.
Yeah, I'm glad that you. It was a nice Venmo to get.
You're very,
you.
Very welcome. Tanny, thank you for paying for my fountain drink from Amazon Go downstairs. Did you steal $2.40 from Jeff Bezos?
No. You know, I think about the small business, you know. The little store down in our lobby.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Just a corner mom and pop shop down there.
Just a mom and pop shop without mom or pop being there.
We were trying to figure out why the ice melts so quickly. And yeah. I was trying to figure out, have you noticed that?
Yes. So, yeah. It's okay. A low ice threshold.
I have my conspiracy theories about it, but we'll keep
that. What do you got? That it fills the cup with water and then it changes everything? That's nothing. It wasn't even.
No, man.
Hey, wait, hang on now.
No.
Oh. I'm speculating that they have an algorithm with a specific temperature that will keep the ice cubes cold enough in your drink for just long enough for you to enjoy it quickly. But if you leave it out, like that ice is melting. Like they figured out a way that'll save them money
right.
Over the course of all these stores all across the country.
That's
like a few degrees.
Aren't you sure that that's true? That they're a few degrees lower and they did the math. And if every single one uses a little bit less electricity, then they could maybe go to the moon.
What else could it be?
It's a good theory, but this is my theory. I've been a bar back before. We would refrigerate our concentrate for the sodas. That machine down there is one of those ones that offers like 35 different kinds of pop, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think they're refrigerating the concentrate that then turns into the flavored sodas. So that's a warmer temperature hitting your ice. Then it melts the ice quicker. So I've got to go over to the culinary studio and grab more ice
all right,
when it
so
dilutes.
So my options appear to be take Shane's engineering thought, take Tanny's financial big ice corporate conspiracy thought, or, and hear me out, drop the whole thing and never speak of it again. These are my options.
That's the better option, I think.
I'm going to go with that,
just going to refill the ice when it melts.
Yeah, good call. All right, thanks. Good talk, everybody. 670, the score is where you are. It's Spieg solo on Parkins and Spiegel today. And I'm exhausted by Matt Nagy. I hear him, and I think that I am listening to a guy who is overwhelmed. And he had that look to me at the end of the game on Sunday. And he was just like, oh boy, he seemed rattled. Like he knew he was going to have to come out and talk about the game and be honest about some things that he'd been lying, perhaps even to himself about, which is why he said that was real football. That was real football for all of us. I think he knows that some things have been a sham. Then he's in a lot of trouble. He's in a lot of trouble. And I'm going to take it this way. I think that Matt Nagy very soon is going to need Justin Fields. Like, here's the thing. I think long-term, he needs Justin Fields to make his offense work in the big picture end game of having a team run at the very peak of its powers with this offense based on the Andy Reid tree. Like, I look at this offense now. I look at his scheme that he throws out there. I think he does need a superstar at quarterback for this to work. And that is not true of Andy Reid's offense when it's called by Andy Reid, when a play caller with, you know, good organized thoughts and a good chess strategy as a play caller is running it. When it's Reid doing it, then yeah, he can have success with Jeff Garcia and success with all those different guys that he had in Philly. And a success with Alex Smith in Kansas City before Pat Mahomes. But when you're Nagy and you're doing what he's doing and with the haphazard play calling, you're going to need elite quarterback play. And Justin Fields has a much, much better chance, obviously, of giving you that because you're not even calling your everything. You're not even allowing your offense to run in full with Andy Dalton in there. So you're not going deep. And you're not expecting or even allowing the quarterback to scramble and extend the plays. So he needs him on. He's going to need him on that level long term. I think Ryan Pace's roster and thereby Matt Nagy is going to need Justin Fields very, very soon. If it doesn't need him right now. Because that offensive line is not great. And how do you make up for a bad offensive line? With a quarterback who can escape and extend the play. Sage Rosenfels was saying that yesterday with Bernsey and Rahimi about Tyrod Taylor. And I'm like, well, yeah, absolutely. That's what you do when you have a bad line. You either get it out there quick, like Andy Dalton, and minimize the chance of anybody getting there, or you get a quarterback who knows what they're doing about having really good pocket presence and taking as long as he can back there and extending the play. Yes, you are putting him in danger physically in that situation. That's what Boomer Esiason told us about on Monday, that danger, as he watched Zach Wilson do it for the Jets. I think that this team, this is the big thing. In terms of the best chance to win games, this team is going to need Justin Fields. If that defense is doing what it was doing, my goodness. If that offensive line is just going to be passable like that, if these receivers are not even going to be given a chance to go further than 11 yards down the field, the team is going to need that for the best chance to win games. Fields is going to be that guy. I think there's a chance that very, very soon the players in that locker room are going to want Justin Fields, and Matt Nagy will need Justin Fields to maintain control and trust and belief in his own locker room. And publicly, in terms of how Matt Nagy's perceived, he's going to need Justin Fields too to save face, to possibly save his job. I mean, of course, there are some who think that he's got a couple of years here, that he and Ryan Pace have sold the McCaskies on that, and maybe. But Vegas knows stuff, and he is still, by every book, the number one fave to get fired first. Plus 400 was the number that I saw. The favorite to get fired first, still Matt Nagy. And Matt Nagy is going to have to make that decision very soon, I do believe. This is all trending very, very badly for him. Of course, a bad showing and, God forbid, a loss against the Bengals really pushes all these items further, other than the long term staying the same. But this could get very, very ugly quickly. And I kind of hope that Matt goes that way, because I really do believe that Fields is the best chance to win. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. That's how you text, as well as you are trying to get in to the text zone, which is brought to you by Al Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And we are broadcasting live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Look. There's a guy who we used to hear a lot from, who we have not heard a lot from recently, who started actually talking yesterday in earnest and addressed a bunch of different issues. I mentioned earlier that the Bears have the most expensive defensive front in the entire NFL in terms of the salary cap. And that is Robert Quinn, Khalil Mack, Eddie Goldman, and Akeem Hicks. And that defensive line needs to play up to the caliber of its contracts for the Bears to have any chance. That's just the way it works out here in the NFL. And Akeem Hicks finally spoke on a variety of issues yesterday, and Tanny put together a cut of Akeem talking about a bunch of different things.
Well, it's business. It's business, and it's very professional, and it's very, I've been hired to do a job, and the job isn't done yet. So I'm going to continue to play and continue to put my best foot forward and carry myself as the professional that I have been for my entire career.
Sorry, we haven't heard much from you. Is it the contract stuff, or is it us? Is it Jason?
It's all you guys, man. It's all you. I actually like him. But no, I would say this. For me, not speaking. I know that there's been talk about me not speaking for months at a time. I think the number was 9 months. And the funny part about that is I was on vacation. You weren't going to speak to me anyway, right? You know, for a good period of that time. But going into training camp, I think for me, I've wanted to focus on, you know, the celebration of this moment, of reaching this point in my career. And I think that no matter what I said or no matter how I phrased my intention on being a Bear for the rest of my career, that's what I want. That's what I feel at the end of the day is right for me. That I started a piece of my career here, and it grew, right, and it blossomed. And I've just had so many joy-filled moments as a Chicago Bear. I can't see myself in another jersey. So I think for me, less battle about contract situations and really just enjoying this space. I'd be lying to say that it was never a present thought. I would say that, you know, during the course of this offseason, there was a great deal of energy spent, you know, pondering how this was all going to play out. I have a home here, how that situation was going to play out. Friends that I might never see again, right, how that will play out. Unfortunately, you don't get to choose this moment. Right, I don't get to say this is the date, the end of my contract, but it's upon us, and I have to accept that. And it's a present thought in my mind, but it can't be my main focus in this period of time.
Was there a time this offseason when you were seeing some of the moves they were making, like Kyle Fuller, for example, like a financial move, where you wanted out?
No. Although that did hurt, a good friend of mine, somebody that I was here with, you know. My entire time in the Chicago uniform, I've spent it with Kyle. He was here, I believe, a year before me. I was here when he had the little curly perm and he had all the juices flowing out and stuff, you know. So I have great memories with him, and he is missed. But just like me and everyone else, being a part of the business, you never know when you're going to be moved or when they tell you, you know, it's time for you to leave the building, take your little fingerprint off, you know. So.
You said you're 10 years in. I mean, you seem like you're still playing the way that you want to play, still producing the way that you want to produce. I mean, where do you feel like you're at right now in terms of physically and everything like that at this age?
I think just, you know, all that contract talk and all the other things that are happening in the world, you know, people have said this for years, but it kind of goes away when you're out there doing the thing that you love. And that's even in training camp, right? When the dog days, when you go home and you're super fatigued, you still find that how much you love the game feeling. You know, and so when I step on the field on Sunday, I can't lose that because it's what I have, you know.
Do you think you will retire as a Bear?
I think that I'll do everything in my power to do so.
Akeem Hicks talking very openly about all the energy that went into pondering his future in the offseason and how he's trying to go about his business now. Good stuff there from Akeem Hicks. It's Spieg's Solo here on Parkins and Spiegel, the bottom of this hour, by the way, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Coming up on some Cubs pregame with Zach Zabeman as they're out there in Philly. The White Sox here in Chicago again against the Angels, who don't have Mike Trout, who do have Shohei Ohtani. We still don't know for sure if Ohtani's going to pitch tomorrow in their getaway day game, but I do hereby endorse Chris Tannehill and Shane Reardon going to the game and leaving the show to be run by other people. I do this wholeheartedly because I'm off tomorrow.
Right. We're going tomorrow, and we just received some really bad news that we have to go and like open up Shy Sox Bar and Grill at 10 a.m. I think.
What? What?
Yeah,
why?
Horrible. But they like just want us there to open, like to. Just to open the doors for people.
They so do. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but they're going to give us drinks and food and stuff. So.
Interesting that we have an affiliation, even though the flagship is a different place.
And Mitch is gone tomorrow, so he won't even have any idea that I'm not here.
Right.
Which will be great.
And I think it's high time that Danny did a solo show and ran his own board. He was so impressed.
Yeah. He's never got a chance to run a board before.
He never has. Hey. He was so impressed with Gio. With Gio, the broadcaster for the Odyssey softball game the other night, who was working his own camera as he did the game. Danny deserves a shot.
Show us your chops, bro.
What he got?
Sit here behind the board.
It's a little different style of softball that we've seen. For those of you tuning in from around the country, this is Chicago 16-inch style softball. Uh-huh. You are seeing it correctly. No gloves. So for those of you tuning in, please don't text me while we're live.
Huh? So people tuning in around the country who don't know anything about softball are going to text him?
Well, no, here's the thing. Gio was using his own phone. So he didn't want to have to look at text messages coming in on his phone while he's broadcasting the game. Because he would obviously get distracted and be tempted to answer them.
I love
she pops it up to Reardon. It's been a busy man as he gets a put out on the pop-up.
I love his confidence that people are watching from around the country.
There are a lot of viewers on that thing at once for a softball game at like 9 o'clock at night on a Monday.
It was pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Unfortunately, I wasn't on the call.
Your call's up on YouTube.
You know, but Gio's better. We all know that Gio's... I mean, who else could have come up with nerves of a cat burglar for our guy Shane?
And one that we missed, we talked about a little bit yesterday, Tanny and I did. I'll go pull it because Tanny forgot to, but... It's I made a diving play.
Go on, land this plane, man. What is it?
I made a diving play in the first inning, and Gio's like, well, Shane got dirty there so he could prove to his significant other that he actually did play tonight.
Oh,
little
cute.
Does Gio know, lonely as crap.
Lonely as hell. But that's why we love him, because we keep him company right here. Thank you to Shane Reardon, the Content Factory. Thank you to Chris Tannehill for making us sound better than we are every single day. Thank you to Danny Parkins, my partner. He'll be back tomorrow. I will not be here. He will be, I think, solo. But Danny, I'm sure, will do a great show tomorrow. Thank you to Jason Bonetti, who was fabulous today. If you missed that in the 4 o'clock hour, go find it. Really open, vulnerable, wonderful stuff from Bonetti. No surprise. And thanks to Mark Grody as well. Cubs baseball coming up next for everybody at The Score. I'm Matt Spiegel. Thanks so much for listening.
Well, I would say it was fine.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.